Hit it.
Bring the beat back.
Dear Chicago.
Down south.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is Wednesday, May 29th, 2013.
Episode 492. I've got gum on my shoe. Did you speak about the gum?
Yeah, did you speak about the gum?
You didn't talk about the gum.
Talk about the gum.
Oh my God. I can't believe how you forgot the gum.
Oh my God, will you talk about the gum?
You remember we were talking like this and we were talking about
we should talk like this all through the show.
The live sex show at Bear Pride.
Right.
So, one of the guys was totally rooming another guy.
Ew.
Had bubble gum in his mouth. And he lost the bubble gum.
Where?
In his ass.
Someone's ass.
All up in it.
In someone's
ass.
Ass.
Yes, and then it was found later in the bed. It popped out.
I would have loved if the guy had farted and it made like a big bubble.
We were joking that it made a new name for Bubble Butt.
Bubble Butt. So we're going to start today's show off with another lovely
Thug Kitchen
service announcement from Thug Kitchen. Some of you may have seen this on Facebook. Tiny ass fucking tomatoes. You never get worried about dick cancer. Me too, son. I need my shit intact. That's why I eat the fuck out of these little homies. Get your lycopene on.
Lycopene.
Lycopene. That's funny. I'm looking for one that I want to
read. Antioxidants are all up in this bitch. Strawberries are a holy fucking hand grenade against cancer cells with their combination of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory agents. These delicious low-calorie sons of bitches fight off the onset of many different forms of cancer. Fuck that cancer shit. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody got time for that. Oh, he won Best New Food Blog in 2013.
Yes, in Savior Magazine.
That's amazing. Why aren't we in there?
I don't know, because you're not.
Because we're running for a religious podcast.
And you're not a...
Gwyneth Paltrow talks about Thug Kitchen.
The Rachel Ray Show.
It's awesome.
Whoa,
hold the fuck up. Are those peanut tempa summer rolls? You bet your stupid ass they are. You like burritos? Of course you do. Who the fuck doesn't? Then you'll love the shit right here. These sons of bitches are chock full of all kinds of shit that's good for you and also tastes like a goddamn Asian flavor explosions in your fucking mouth. Vegan as fuck, son. My girl and I was cleaning out the fridge and made 10 of these motherfuckers. What did you cook last time you cleaned out your dirty ass fridge? A pickle and ketchup sandwich? Fuck you.
I love pickles dipped in ketchup. Listen to this one. This one's kind of hard. Can I read one more? Do you mind?
No. I love... Everyone should go to this.
Google. I'm going to read it like a white person, though.
Okay.
Because your thug is a little white, too.
Because my thug is very white.
Yeah. Put down the zesty cheddar McBurk taco.
I did not know that you were... When you said white, you meant like as white as collar as you can get.
Right, yes. These corn vellops... of flavor got sweet potatoes, which pack a fuck ton of potassium. Bananas ain't the only ones in the potassium game. It's taco time, bitches. There ain't nothing zesty about a drive-through diet. Kick those Dorito-dusted cheese ditches to the curb and park your ass in the kitchen. You don't need those taco mis... What? Miserable... Whatever. You don't need those tacos Les Mis.
Jesus Christ.
TK has your hilarious. Back.
All right.
Is that good? Do we need to read anything else from here?
No.
Let's keep looking.
No, I think that that's enough. People should go there, though. Though I also did...
I like sugar snappy.
Yes. It's fantastic. I did discover today, though, a new queer musician that I'm absolutely now in love with called Dorian Wood. He actually got an article...
Tell me I know him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of no?
Tell me no.
Yes, he's googly. But he also just had a an article in the Huffington Post, which everyone should read. It's called "I'm Gay, I'm Angry, and I Make Dirty Music Video," and I made a dirty music video. But anyway, check him out because it was fun.
Let me look here. I want to see what it looks like.
So, Ricky, do you have anything else to talk about?
Oh, I think I did see this guy. He was in Gay Times magazine.
Probably. His new video is very
risque.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about another reason I did not go to Bear Pride.
Oh, and what is that?
Because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and what's today? Wednesday? I've had a rash from my neck all the way down to my belly.
My back, my pussy, and my crack.
Are you sure it's not scabies?
I'm pretty sure.
Chlamydia.
It was from the cologne I bought at Lush.
Really?
It was the oil, like the oil cologne that you put on.
Mm-hmm.
Allergic. Went to the store to take it back. There's lots of people allergic to it. Sucks. Bringing it back left and right. So it probably has cancer in it. I'm probably going to die.
So that's why I don't shop there.
Everything else was great. I love it there.
Yeah.
Don't talk bad about them because I'm about to contact the store about the grab bags for Pride 48.
You're going to try to get Lush to give us brag?
Yeah, I talked to the Bucktown location and they told me the specific person to talk to and specifically what to say.
You really are trying to make sure we're everyone's favorite.
Well, we have only been chosen as a podcast for the month of June for Pride by iTunes.
I know. We're like the third one in too.
Yeah, totally.
Which is nice.
Get your life.
Which I don't know if you noticed, but our podcast name no longer has gay podcast in it. Did you notice that? It just says
it's because it's obvious.
Monkeys. It's pretty. Is it really that obvious?
What?
Do you not listen to
yourself? Because it used to say Foul Monkeys Gay Podcast.
Was that because of the name that you put on there or because you were tagged as a gay podcast?
No, that's because in our website, that's what I put and they go through that. iTunes goes with what you put in there.
Maybe with our website upgrade, the gay fell away.
Well, it got us somewhere.
No, so. It sashayed away. Thing that. Love it.
So yeah, I've been itchy. I've been doing Benadryl comas too. So
grody.
Yeah. It's almost all gone now.
Good. So James LeRoy.
Oh shit.
Did some interesting things over the weekend at Bear Pride.
You better believe it.
Well, he did.
So on Monday, after everyone leaves, the people who are left over at the hotel is what I think is the best day of all, where we basically everyone brings down their leftover alcohol and booze, and we have a little just get together. We played Cards Against Humanity with like 13 people, and it was amazing.
It was really funny.
I still haven't played that yet.
It's too bad.
Sometime we'll have to get a group over to play. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's really
I'm never funny. Invited when you have groups over.
We have never had a group over to play it.
Like the one that
legitimately,
we didn't know.
So you've never had a legitimate people here to play before.
We only played it once the weekend I got it when we had out of town guests and there were only four of us.
Mm.
They've all been illegitimate.
This way, just like my children. So
your children,
my children. But also, lots of drunkenness happens because when you have that much free booze and it's the last night, you know,
it's awesome.
And I had Tuesday off, so we could be hungover.
Shit.
So there's lots of drinking. I don't really remember how it got started, but I somehow suggested that Bradley should suck out a chocolate-covered pecan from one of our friend's belly buttons, and it happened. And we have a video of it happening, which I think that we should play the audio of that, because the audio itself...
It's the best.
It's really fucking funny. And if you paid attention to the last show... You'll hear some of the jokes about it. And as also someone mentioned as we were doing this, they said that I was a really good husband because I was coaching him through it.
Yeah.
It's just a belly button.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's not like it was a butthole or something.
But I didn't want him to...
I'm experienced with that.
I don't have bubble gum in it right now, so.
I was going to say pause it so it doesn't pop. Play it.
The video's going.
This is so good.
This is so gross.
Everyone's going to go, what the F happened after we left? So
you can't upload videos on Groupie.
I can't do it.
I don't see
you
the...
get that pecan out.
You're having performance anxiety.
Get that pecan out.
You're having performance anxiety. No. You're a motherfucking drag queen. Mark it.
I feel like I'm like, you're a drag queen. Suck my cock. Drag queen.
Suck my belly button. Like.
Fatty, work show it. Me. Fatty, work show it. Me your cock.
Show me your chocolate covered.
Work it. Work it.
Show me your girl.
Bradley's working the hole right now.
You know them over there, like, what the fuck? Where's
the game night, guys, when we need...
Right, oh, we need...
Porn for the
porn
blind.
For the blind. Oh my god, are you ever gonna get to it?
Suck it.
It was really hard, because it was really laughing so hard. And you don't understand what's going on here.
You're
I'm so close.
It.
No, it looks like something different.
It does. It looks like a butt.
Ew,
but then, after he did it, it totally looked like a dirty butthole because it was soft milk chocolate. All,
so it had already melted inside
all
his
around,
belly button.
Yes, because it was one of those like milk chocolate covered. So, you know, you barely touch it and it's already melting in your hands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's sweating, James LeRoy.
That's my fiance.
It's warm in here, ladies.
He knows how to suck out a good nut.
Hey, we also
speaking of, I love Kyle in Hawaii's post that he just put up, and it's this like airline steward with her back to us, and then the side of it says, "My asshole is like a hippo's yawn." I love it.
We also got at least 4 more guests to our wedding.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
So we're going to probably be around 80. I'm going to guess by the time our wedding happens, which means that we're going to have a very high percentage of all the people on the ship, because I believe there's only 2,300 guests.
Less than two. Yeah.
So that's a lot.
I hope the ship doesn't go like crazy, like Carnival Cruise Line crazy.
No, Norwegian's pretty good about their shit and making sure their shit works, like toilets.
I hope so.
Aww. Pages update. If you call your ex to let them know you're newly engaged...
That.
Please be kind enough to ensure, 1, it's not a hot week before a milestone birthday, 2, their last date wasn't a complete flop, and 3, they're not just in process of shoveling pasta in their said face. I can't even just, it's funny yet sad.
Wait, so she's not...
Her ex called her to say that they were engaged.
The person, why would he do that?
Because they're kind of friends, and her son...
Obviously not a good one.
And her son considers him to be his dad.
Yeah, they're close.
They're close.
Ugh, I still feel hungover, though, from Bear Pride.
And that's why I'm drinking
it's
a glass
like Wednesday.
Of wine. I need to baby step my liver off of the alcohol.
So freaking ridiculous.
Nobody has time for seizures. Ain't nobody got time for seizures.
I already have the cold sweats.
I hate that.
I don't need the seizures too.
The cold sweats with like the rumbly tumbly, like you might throw up, but you might shit too.
Like you're like, I need a saltine cracker, but if I eat that, I'm gonna vomit it.
We would be remiss not to talk about that. This is a very important week for us because it is Stand Up for Marriage Equality.
We have.
I don't understand why that's important.
Less than a week.
Because you don't want to get married in Illinois.
Not really.
Well, anyway, you don't want us to get married legally.
No, not really.
Oh my god. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, this is like the last week. The last week.
Oh, they're voting next week?
We hope.
Maybe.
This is the last week of the session. If they don't vote for it, it doesn't go.
It has to go through the Senate again and the House again.
Yeah. So it has to go. It has.
Well, you know they're going to do it again so they can waste more money.
So it has to be brought
up
to a vote this week.
How is that not against the law?
It's called.
That's weird to me.
It was even in the Chicago Tribune.
They're not the Supreme Court.
Chicago Tribune had a big old spread today.
Speaking of.
Oh, your mom, Michelle Bachmann, isn't going to rerun again.
I was very excited when I woke up this morning and saw that. I
love it.
Her, the person that was competing against her or whatever, running against her, he was like, this is a great day for America.
Actually, I think everyone on my Facebook post said that while posting the video.
Bat shit crazy.
Oh my God, she is.
She must have done something wrong and that's why she's not doing it again. Although she is kind of retarded.
I mean, what?
Anna Kleina. Un poquito.
There's this interview. I think she was a CNN or a Fox. I forget if it was CNN or Fox.
It was probably Fox.
But no, the funny thing was she was bringing up shit that she said, Bachman said, and Bachman's like, why are you bringing that up? Blah, 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 da, 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 this and that. And she's like, because you talked about it. No, I didn't. No, you really did. You just said you did.
She is the adult Amanda Bynes. Have you seen that crazy bitch?
Oh, girl. Do you see her messages back and forth between her and the model? Jenny McCarthy?
And the Oh, I haven't seen Jenny McCarthy. I saw the one with the model, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. She's been telling her she's an old ass, ugly model and how she doesn't, she's not even pretty. She was like a centerfold in like play or Sports Illustrated.
Yeah. Jenny McCarthy said something to her about how like she got arrested or something like that.
Yeah. She got arrested for throwing a bong out of a hotel.
Yeah. Something like that. And she's like, I never got arrested. Why are you trying to spread lies, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, girl, I'm just looking out for you. I was kidding. And she's like, who cares about you anymore? You look like you're 80. I look like I'm 24. You're old. Get out of my face.
She also did the same thing to Courtney Love. Courtney Love tweeted her and goes, Amanda, dude, get it together. And she goes like, who are you? Amanda Bynes, you're fucking crazy. Like, you need help.
Mm-hmm.
They need to make a reality show with her, Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan.
Sorry, I'm looking at those videos of the childhood photos recreated.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this one of the baby on the mother's lap.
The fucking guy's belly. That's so funny.
Sorry.
So yeah, Amanda Bynes is crazy. That's our pop culture segment. Do you want to read our iTunes review?
Sure. We got an iTunes.
Though it pisses.
Oh no, not 5 stars.
Though it pisses Ricky.
It might as well be a 1-star review.
Not five.
If it's not five, it's one.
If it's not an Asian A, it's an F.
If it's not, wow.
Hey, if we're not first, we're last.
Laces.
Totally laces.
2 shows ago, you were ripping on him for being the racist one. And look at you.
What?
What? It's racism's funny.
He's like, my name's James Lowry. I'm black.
I could say,
whatever
that.
I want.
Gosh.
So iTunes review.
Bitch,
bye.
Bitch, please.
4-star review.
All right. This 4-star review is brought to you by The Evil Gentleman. A dishish, delicious, and delightful podcast.
A dishish. Love it.
I've been thoroughly entertained by these fine gentlemen and their craft for some time now. Their colloquy and current event on LGBTQIA culture is quite estimable.
Pause for a second. What's IA?
Intergender and asexual.
Okay.
Is quite esteemable. Though, a caveat, the sudden and sometimes random sound samples used on this gram can be jarring, particularly because of the volume levels. Also, they have an issue with constantly hitting their microphones.
What?
One time is an accident. Two times the trend. Three times is the problem.
It's like an asshole.
These complications can cause quite the vexation, but however, can be forgivable. I'm glad you can forgive us.
Sorry, I had to adjust the mic. I didn't know how to hit it. Who talks like that?
A person that wants
to... Colloquially?
A person... You know who...
vexation?
Who talked like that is a person that wanted you to read it so that you would fuck up every other word.
I didn't give you that luck.
Yeah.
Thank you for the review. 4 stars is awesome. 5 stars is better, but 4 stars is awesome. Remember, we have been voted in iTunes as a very gay podcast.
A suggested gay podcast for Pride Week.
Yes.
If you want to get your gay on, listen to these bitches.
Which is actually really exciting.
That is really exciting.
It's so real exciting. And it was another listener who told us about it.
Speaking of Pride.
It was. Who else was on it?
Rainbow Redhead was on there.
There were some really good ones. Where are they?
We were up there with
Cocktails and Cream
Wanda
Puffs.
Wisdom.
No, cocktail. It was Throwing Shade, Yeast Radio, mm-hmm. Foul Monkeys, Rainbow Redhead, Cocktails and Cream Puffs, Gay Sunday Brunch, and then it's off the screen, so I don't know that there's one or two more.
Haveler.
What?
Haveler.
What?
Haveler.
He's saying hallelujah.
It's hallelujah.
I can't talk.
We're right under a gay book, which is Most Talkative, Andy Cohen's book.
Oh.
You don't like him?
He kind of gets on my nerves.
He's hot.
You think so?
Yeah.
The guy from The Housewives?
Yeah.
His teeth look like
a horse. I don't know. I actually haven't seen this.
They're big and they look like huge white chiclets. But okay, whatever, if you're into that.
I also think Anderson Cooper is very fuckable.
Oh, well, that's different. He's rich. than Andy Cohen.
By a lot. He's a fucking Vanderbilt.
I don't know who that is.
Hey.
Gloria?
No, don't know.
Gloria.
Money is not a matter to me. University. I think he's cute. It doesn't matter about how much money he has or who his mom is.
Obviously, with who you're with.
The provider.
Is his mom the same one that made Gloria Jean's coffee?
Sure.
What? What else we got to talk about?
I don't know. I got really hot.
That's it. I'm exhausted.
It is hot in here.
It's because our windows are closed and the air's set at 4 to 74. Gloria. Gloria.
And we also have this.
I'm going to need to have one of those things that famous people have to have before they come in here.
How do you feel about Kyle growing out his beard? A picture just
Kyle in
up.
Hawaii?
Yes.
Can I see it?
Before starting fresh, longest my beard has ever been. I mean, if he's starting fresh, I think that means he's shaving.
Yeah. I like him fresh shaved, but that looks kind of cute too. Although it makes him look a little chubbier though.
I like him stubbly. This is cleaner than it was earlier. There were some pictures going like, dude, you used to be really fucking hot.
You know what?
Now you're just kind of, I look at it.
Shad told me he looked at your mustache and he thought, it's the Pringles guy.
Oh my god, really?
Listeners, in case you don't know or haven't seen the photos, I do have a little bit of a
Pringles mustache.
Pringles mustache.
I like it.
I was like, oh, what? Did it look like you had duck lips?
Hi, Shad. How are you?
Hey.
I like duck lips.
See my duck lips? They're made with Pringles. I'm the Pringle man.
One of the guys on the Great Lake Bear. One of the guys on the Great Lake Bear board totally keeps always saying that he wants to create an app that can make anyone look like they have duck face.
I think it'd be amazing.
You probably could. I bet you could do that on Photoshop.
You could just go, just use your fingers and go. and give him permanent.
I would love that, and then I could post it on Facebook and shit like that. What else do I got to talk about? We have like 8 minutes to fill.
Well, Pride 48. It is not only is it coming up, but
oh, we haven't decided if we're doing that for June. Should we make that decision now?
We should probably wait to see if they need space filled, because I think it should go to people who aren't in Vegas going to be going to Vegas, which I believe is also what they want in the email that you got. However,
they said anyone
I know
could join,
but they really want the people then.
Anyway, I'm kidding.
Anyway,
whatever.
Because so, obviously, I just want to record live shows.
Just live shows once a month.
Since it's one of their big years.
Yes. Year five.
Year five. They're doing, going back to their roots, to the old way Pride 48 was originally intended and created, which was a live streaming 48 hours of podcasting from people's homes, which will be June 21st through June 23rd, which is a Friday through a Saturday.
Sunday.
I'm sorry, a Sunday. Hence the 48 hours. So, yeah. So anyway, definitely listen to that. And then if you do want to be part of the action, which we strongly suggest.
Oh my God, it's going to be really fun this year.
Pride 48 in Vegas, this September 6th through the 8th. It'll be at the Excalibur Hotel this year.
I have the correct flights this year.
Yay!
They're also making sure that it's part of their gay week or so over
Gay Pride.
Well, it's also the gay stuff that the Luxor does. So there's going to be a gay pool party, more pink carpet spectaculars, dinner shows.
I will not be appearing at the pool party.
You will not?
No.
What if we got
I'm not taking my shirt off.
I really want to go get one of those like 1920s men's like tank top onesies. Have my mustache curled up, you know, and
you should carry dumbbells with you too. Just yeah.
You know, I would.
And you got to split your hair down the middle like this.
Exactly. Hot.
That'd be amazing.
But anyway, it's a good time. Everyone should come.
James LeRoy is so hard right now. Just thinking about it.
Whoa, penis, calm down.
Whoa. Oh.
That was it.
Three times the problem.
So anyway, we also...
Hashtag.
We did get another email from a listener.
Mm-hmm. We got one from the website too, I think. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about... This is from Mrs. Kulebukov.
I think it's pronounced Bukov.
I am Miss Kulebukov, suffering from a long-time illness.
Umlaut.
And I have picked your email for inheritance. Rather than allow my late husband's greedy relatives to use my husband's hard-earned money in an ungodly way, kindly reply my lawyer for more detail. Email MROLAND2@rogers.com.
That's from Canada.
Is it?
Rogers is the communications company in Canada.
Oh.
It's okay. Their AT&T, I think.
But then what I also love is right underneath it, it is a copyright email from Hilton Worldwide Proprietary and Confidential.
Oh.
It's also from Lucy Tricker.
We did get an email from the website.
From Dennis.
Dennis.
Hey, guys. I was thinking that when you do a live show and you split them in half, doesn't that count as half a show? I guess you record an hour podcast or so, then Ricky does editing and splits them in half. So that's two half shows, correct? Congrats on your 500th episode. Just fucking with you guys. Love your shows. And you're the first podcast I downloaded to listen to. I listen to the podcast in the mornings when I walk about a mile to work. Whoa. Why? And listen to
my walk home. Because he likes exercise?
God, get a car.
Peace, guys. Dennis from Mass. I guess it's not that bad because that's really just from us.
We walk a mile all the time.
That's from us from the red line. So, or from us to the lake.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think it's more like the lake.
That's like a block at two more. So.
It's like
anyway, three-quarter thanks, mile, but, Dennis.
Yeah. Thank you for using the website.
Dennis with one N. From Mass and Juicius.
Thank you. And as we should be, the first one you listen to and last one you listen to.
That's right.
Got it.
And no, that's counted as two shows because our shows are normally 30 minutes.
You only get more when we like to annoy our friends who do not want them to be more than 30 minutes.
Right.
That's not a problem though anymore, is it?
Yes.
Oh, it usually is at least once a month.
There's someone that has a problem with the link.
And it is hotter than hell in here.
No one should ever have a problem with the
link. I think it's that candle.
That one candle?
Yes.
It can't be any of the machines that are on.
Nope.
No.
Or the light bulbs.
Oh, speaking of that, because they support us in this house. Everyone needs to go to Facebook to the Absolute Outrageous or Absolute's Facebook page.
Yes.
Absolute Outrageous. And vote for the Absolute Outrageous Masterpieces. You want to go to Chicago and you want to vote for the one for the call. We need to get them a lot of votes because we just need a lot of votes because they love us. We love them.
This is more important than us winning Best Religious Podcast. I'm just putting that out there.
About us winning Best Religious, yes.
I don't have it coming up. Absolute Outrageous.
I'm trying to find it again. But anyway,
we'll put it in the links, right, James LeRoy?
Yes.
We will.
I will. I'll put it in the link.
I'll make myself a little note right now. So anyway, anything else? Anything else? I think that's it.
I think that's it. I think we're pretty close to the end. Anyone have any questions for us?
Close?
Oh, wait.
Uh-oh.
Ricky's retarded. He thinks we're doing a live show.
Oh, we have to go. I'm bored.
Jesus Christ.
You're such a fucking idiot.
We love you guys. We promise. We're at 492. We have 8 shows until 500.
Oh my God.
500
shows.
Should we have a special guest? 25,600 minutes.
I listened to that song on my iPod the other day.
Okay. Who would we have as a guest? We could have Lori, our Lady of the Labia.
But she's only on the show when I'm not here.
No.
But that's only because
we've asked her to.
You've never asked her to be on the show while you were here.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. We should have you guys let us know who If you could have one guest, because we only have one mic.
No, no, no. We can't play. No, we can't play that game. We can't play that game. Because I know who the winner will be, and they will not be recording with us.
They possibly could be busy that day.
I don't know. And you had something in your eye.
Okay, Ricky, what time is it? You have something in your eye.
I did that on purpose because it's funny.
Asshole.
You forgot the hashtag.
There's no hashtag.
Hashtag hash hole. Oh. Hash hole. That's what you say. Hash hole.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye.
We'll have somebody maybe. I don't know. All right. This is Ricky.
This is James Sarai.
This is, oh, you sound so dejected. This is Waylon.
But this is Ricky.
Nobody loves me.
This is Ricky.
Because I'm sad.
I had talked last.
And James LeRoy's.
I'm Ricky.
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 Ricky. Waylon. Ricky. Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Waylon Willie, James LeRoy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.